Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and shunned evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-donkeys and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan came also among them. And Yahweh said to Satan, "From where come you?" Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil?" Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power, only upon himself put not forth your hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were ploughing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yes, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yes, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh." In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job chapter 2. Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan came also among them to present himself before Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Satan, "From where come you?" And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast his integrity, although you move me against him to destroy him without cause?" And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth your hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, but save his life." So went Satan forth from the presence of Yahweh and smote Job with grievous boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself therewith, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife to him, Do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips? Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that had come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they tore every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Job chapter 3. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spoke and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined to the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of the twilight therefore be dark. Let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the dawning of the day. Because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from my eyes. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees receive me, or why the breasts that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept, then had I been at rest, with kings and counsellors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, who filled their houses with silver, or as a hidden untimely birth I had not been, as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners rest together, they hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Why is light given to him that is in misery, and life to the bitter in soul, which longs for death but it comes not, and digs for it more than for hidden treasures, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come to me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, if we try to speak with you, will you be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, you have instructed many, and you have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have upheld him that was falling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees. But now it has come upon you, and you faint. It touches you, and you are troubled. Is not this your fear, your confidence, your hope, and the uprightness of your ways? Remember, I pray you, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plough iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perishes for lack of prey, and the stout lion's young are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, "Shall mortal men be more than just God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth? They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish for ever without any regarding it. Does not their excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom." Job chapter 5. "Call now, if there are any that will answer you, and to which of the saints will you turn? For wrath kills the foolish man, and envy slays the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eats up, and takes it even out of the thorns, and the robber swallows up their substance. Although affliction comes not forth of the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. I would seek to God, and to God would I commit my cause, which does great things and unsearchable marvellous things without number. Who gives rain upon the earth and sends waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that are low, and that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappoints the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the shrewd is carried hastily. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saves the poor from the sword, and from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor has hope, and iniquity stops her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore despise not you the chastening of the Almighty. For he makes pain and binds up, he wounds and his hands make whole. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles, yes, in 7 there shall no evil touch you. In famine he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine you shall laugh, neither shall you be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For you shall be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. And you shall know that your tabernacle shall be in peace, and you shall visit your habitation, and shall not sin. You shall know also that your seed shall be great, and your offspring as the grass of the earth. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn comes in his season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is, hear it, and know you it for your good." Job chapter 6. "But Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison thereof drinks up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Does the wild donkey bray when he has grass, or lows the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavoury be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat, or that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I yet have comfort? Yes. I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength, that I should hope? And what is my end, that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be shown from his friend, but he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hidden. When they become warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came there and were ashamed. For now you are nothing. You see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say, bring to me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words! But what does your arguing prove? Do you imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yes, you overwhelm the fatherless, and you dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident to you if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity, yes. Return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? Job chapter 7. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hireling? As a servant earnestly desires the shadow, and as a hireling looks for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise, and the night be gone? And I am full of tossing to and fro the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is wind. My eye shall no more see good. The eye of him that has seen me shall see me no more. Your eyes are upon me, and I am not. As the cloud is consumed and vanishes away, so he that goes down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. Therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea, or a whale, that you set a watch over me? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me through visions, so that my soul chooses strangling and death rather than life. I loathe it. I would not live always. Let me alone, for my days are vanity. What is man that you should magnify him, and that you should set your heart upon him, and that you should visit him every morning and try him every moment? How long will you not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? I have sinned. What shall I do to you? O you preserver of men, what have you set me as a mark against you, so that I am a burden to myself? And why do you not pardon my transgression, and take away my iniquity? For now shall I sleep in the dust, and you shall seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. Job chapter 8. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite, and said, How long will you speak these things, and how long shall the words of your mouth be like a strong wind? Does God pervert judgment, or does the Almighty pervert justice? If your children have sinned against him, and he has cast them away for their transgression, if you would seek God early, and make your supplication to the Almighty, if you were pure and upright, surely now he would awaken for you and make the habitation of your righteousness prosperous. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach you and tell you and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the reeds grow without water? While it is yet in its greenness and not cut down, it withers before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his branch shoots forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seize the place of stones. If he destroys him from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen you. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers, till he fills your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. They that hate you shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to nothing. Job chapter 9. Then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and has prospered, which removes the mountains and they know not, which overturns them in his anger, which shakes the earth out of her place and the pillars thereof tremble, which commands the sun and it rises not, and seals up the stars, which alone spreads out the heavens and treads upon the waves of the sea, which makes Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which does great things past finding out, yes, and wonders without number. Lo, he goes by me, and I see him not. He passes on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he takes away. Who can hinder him? Who will say to him, What do you? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had listened to my voice. For he breaks me with a tempest and multiplies my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to take my breath, but fills me with bitterness. If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Though I were perfect, yet would I not know my soul, I would despise my life. This is one thing, therefore I said it. He destroys the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slays suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hurries to the prey. If I say I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that you will not hold me innocent. If I am wicked, then why labour I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shall you plunge me in the ditch, and my own clothes shall abhor me? For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any judge between us that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me. Job chapter 10. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, Do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. Is it good to you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Have you eyes of flesh, or see you as man sees? Are your days as the days of man? Are your years as man's days? That you inquire after my iniquity and search after my sin. You know that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of your hand. Your hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet you do destroy me. Remember, I beseech you, that you have made me as the clay, and will you bring me into dust again? Have you not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese. You have clothed me with skin and flesh, and have fenced me with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and favour, and your visitation has preserved my spirit. And these things have you hidden in your heart. I know that this is with you. If I sin, then you mark me, and you will not acquit me from my iniquity. If I am wicked, woe to me. And if I am righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore see you my affliction. For it increases. You hunt me as a fierce lion, and again you show yourself marvellous upon me. You renew your witnesses against me, and increase your indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Why then have you brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had given up the ghost, and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Before I go from where I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. A land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness. Job chapter 11. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite and said, should not the multitude of words be answered, and should a man full of talk be justified? Should your lies make men hold their peace? And when you mock, shall no man make you ashamed? For you have said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in your eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, and that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, and they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you by searching find out God? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What can you do deeper than hell? What can you know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cuts off and shuts up or gathers together, then who can hinder him? For he knows vain men, he sees wickedness also, will he not then consider it? For vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild donkey's colt. If you prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity is in your land, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in your tabernacles. For then shall you lift up your face without spot. Yes, you shall be steadfast and shall not fear, because you shall forget your misery and remember it as waters that pass away. And your age shall be clearer than the noonday. You shall shine forth, you shall be as the morning. And you shall be secure, because there is hope. Yes, you shall dig about you, and you shall take your rest in safety. Also you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Yes, many shall become weak unto you. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. Job chapter 12. And Job answered and said, no doubt, but you are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you, yes, who knows not such things as these. I am as one mocked by his neighbour, who calls upon God and he answers him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thoughts of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God brings abundantly. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach you, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach you, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto you. Who knows not in all these that the hand of Yahweh has done this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaks down, and it cannot be built again. He shuts up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholds the waters, and they dry up. Also he sends them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counsellors away spoiled, and makes the judges fools. He looses the bonds of kings, and girds their loins with a girdle. He leads princes away spoiled, and overthrows the mighty. He removes away the speech of the trusty, and takes away the understanding of the aged. He pours contempt upon princes, and weakens the strength of the mighty. He uncovers deep things out of darkness, and brings out to light the shadow of death. He increases the nations and destroys them. He enlarges the nations and leads them again. He takes away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causes them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them to stagger like a drunken man. Job chapter 13. Lo, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, the same do I know, also I am not inferior to you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you are forgers of lies, you are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and listen to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for him? Will you accept his person? Will you contend for God? It is good that he should search you out, or as one man mocks another, do you so mock him? He will surely reprove you if you do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Though he slays me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause, I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not your dread make me afraid. Then call you, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer you me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Why hide you your face, and hold me for your enemy? Will you break a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue the dry stubble? For you write bitter things against me, and make me to possess the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet also in the stocks, and look narrowly to all my paths. You set a print upon the heels of my feet. And he, as a rotten thing, consumes as a garment that is moth-eaten. Job chapter 14. Men that is born of a woman is of few days, and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He flees also as a shadow and continues not. And do you open your eyes upon such a one, and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with you, you have appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest, till he shall accomplish as a hireling his day. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof grows old in the earth, and the stock thereof dies in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dies and wastes away. Yes, man gives up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decays and dries up, so man lies down and rises not, till the heavens are no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, and that you would keep me secret until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. You shall call, and I will answer you. You will have a desire to the work of your hands. For now you number my steps. Do you not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and you sew up my iniquity. And surely the mountain falling comes to nothing, and the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. You wash away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and you destroy the hope of man. You prevail for ever against him, and he passes. You change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honour, and he knows it not. And they are brought low, but he perceives it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn. Job chapter 15. Then answered Eliphaz the Temanite and said, should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches with which he can do no good? Yes, you cast off fear and restrain prayer before God, for your mouth utters your iniquity, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I, yes, your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man that was born, or were you made before the hills? Have you heard the secret of God, and do you restrain wisdom to yourself? What know you that we know not? What understand you which is not in us? With us are both the grey-headed and very aged men, much older than your father. Are the consolations of God small with you? Is there any secret thing with you? Why does your heart carry you away? And what do your eyes wink at, that you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth? What is man, that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Behold, he puts no trust in his saints. Yes, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinks iniquity like water? I will show you, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare, which wise men have told from their fathers, and have not hidden it. Unto whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man grieves with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ears, in prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He believes not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for by the sword. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knows that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. For he stretches out his hand against God and strengthens himself against the Almighty. He runs upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick backs of his shields, because he covers his face with his fatness and makes bulges of fat on his flanks. And he dwells in desolate cities and in houses which no man inhabits, which are ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. He shall not depart out of darkness, the flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepares deceit. Job chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall vain words have an end? Or what emboldens you that you answer? I also could speak as you do if your soul were in my soul's stead. I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. But would I strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should relieve your grief? Though I speak, my grief is not restrained, and though I forbear, what am I eased? But now he has made me weary. You have made me desolate, all my company. And you have filled me with wrinkles, which is a witness against me. And my leanness rising up in me bears witness to my face. He tears me in his wrath. Who hates me, he gnashes upon me with his teeth. My enemy sharpens his eyes upon me. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. God has delivered me to the ungodly, and turned me over into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he has broken me to bits. He has also taken me by my neck, and shaken me to pieces, and set me up for his mark. His archers compass me round about. He cleaves my reins open, and does not spare. He pours out my gall upon the ground. He breaks me with breach upon breach. He runs upon me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin, and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is foul with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Not for any injustice in my hands. Also my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not you my blood, and let my cry have no place. Also now behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. My friends scorn me, but my eye pours out tears to God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God as a man pleads for his neighbour. When a few years have come, then I shall go the way from where I shall not return.